everybody, and welcome back for the 16th episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. So we're going to jump into our next episode, which is the 16th episode, episode number 16, obviously. And we are going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Just Like Me was the 16th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on June 18th, 2007, written by David Garber and directed by Charlie Haskell. Just realized I need to change the graphic on here. I don't have Tyzon. Tyzon? I can't remember his name now. Oi. Oh, my little Yeti buns feel so good. Oh, dork. Are you angry at me, boss?
Sort yourself out, I'll throw you to the polar bears.
I don't get no respect around here.
Aww.
Well, I'll show him. I'm gonna leave. Yeah, and I'll bet he'll miss me when I'm gone. Yeah.
Just watch and I'll show you my style. Woo. All right, now peep this.
Okay. Oh. That didn't work. Anyway, that was definitely Kelson Henderson in the suit.
You're just a little
for Norg.
I don't want to be different. I want to be more like you. Well, rule number one. Lose the alien rags. Not happening.
No!
Oh, fun.
After all, there's only one rule asked to
you. We got trouble in the rainforest.
We're on it.
Which one? There's several in the world.
Well done, my little thief. I hope that museum in Norway won't miss their treasure. This ancient map leads to the great hammer of Mjolnir. And then...
Oh, Thor!
Wrong again, Moltor.
At least they're not overly, like, expository in their dialogue. Why did something make a metallic sound when Mac hit it? But the other guys hit it and it's not making that noise? The sad thing about this is in order to hide their faces, they have, look like they have some really bad posture. Just like a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
It's a good thing she became invisible for that, I guess. Uh-oh. Shouldn't that have killed them?
When I find Mjolnir, then you will pay.
Mjolnir, not Mjolnir.
Norg, what are you doing here?
Why doesn't he stay and fight? He just knocked them all out back. Okay. Isn't he hot in there?
You know I heard that name before. Mjolnir, mythical hammer of the Norse god Thor. That's what Moltor was looking for.
So, first Flurius was after a mythological cannon, and now Moltor's looking for a hammer?
There's got to be some connection with these weapons and the jewels.
You think?
Hey, Will. Where's your shadow?
You mean Tizon? No idea. I think it's kind of funny how he's looking to you for style tips.
Not funny. It's beginning to get on my nerves.
Oh, come on. Hey, you know what they say? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Well, I wish you'd flatter somebody else, because I'm over it.
Oh!
Kidding me.
Hey guys, keep this. Like your new look?
You mean my look? Take off my hat.
Guys,
this is just wrong.
Come on, guys.
I mean, I guess he can get away with it because he's an alien, but it still seems wrong.
Stay down. Can you make out anything?
Looks like they've got some sort of map.
I bet they're still looking for Thor's hammer.
Then let's let them lead us to the treasure.
Not enough room for Dax.
We can't risk him getting the hammer. No, we can't risk him getting the hammer. And I can't risk you trying to be like me.
Oh, good, it's a wig.
Guys, it's Ranger up. Ready. Ready.
Something tells me they weren't all standing together when they did that. But our first full team morph? That's nice.
End of the line, Moltor. You again. Just like a bad penny. About now, I could go for six Rangers on the rocks. Here's something to chill you.
See what he said there? See what he did there? Ha. Huh? Is this our acclimating episode? Also, it's it's not ironic. Maybe he did learn a lesson. But remember how Will was all about by himself when the show started, and now he's like, no, not by yourself. Meanwhile, they're just letting him do it by himself. Okay.
Ty, Will, you two go that way.
What?
You want me to go with him?
Hey, what's wrong with me?
We don't have time to get into this now. Come on, Ronnie.
Right. I don't get it. Why put the two of them together?
my father always said we should work together to solve our problems.
Your dad really said that?
No. It sounded like that. Okay.
I am one sweaty yeti. Oh, it's not nice and cool like the ice den. Oh, the ice den.
Just sit down and it sizzled.
Glorious misses me like crazy. Well, I hope he is miserable.
Oh.
He misses me.
It doesn't.
Look, what part of do not follow me do you not understand? We were told to work together. You're freaking me out. At first it was fun. Maybe even a little flattery. But cool it. Stop trying to be me. Stop trying to be me. Hold it. Down there. I'll notify the others. Let's wait till they get here. That's what you would do. You don't want me to be like you. So I will not do what you would do. I will do what I would do.
What? Oh, they forgot a special effect or something. You still gotta contact them. More of them? Did he call the others, do you think?
These guys aren't that tough. Don't get cocky. You don't need me. You can handle them alone.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna stop Moltor before he gets the hammer.
Uh-oh.
Great. Here we go.
Might be good to have your hammer out.
Where is he going?
Into that cave. Oh.
So that's where the hammer is.
Over the top.
Double O zip shooter. Go.
Double O zip shooter? Oh, Operation Overdrive, I guess?
See what we have. Yes.
That's supposed to be Mjolnir?
That's mine. I'll take that.
Ironically, so he never did call them. So ironically, at this point, Power Rangers was a Disney show, but it's before they bought Marvel, so they can't use the actual Thor, or the Marvel Thor. Although I'm pretty sure if they tried, they wouldn't bother using the Marvel Thor on this. Yeah, good luck.
You all right?
Yeah.
Cover your eyes. I'll use my Mercurian powers to blast you out.
No, you need to go after Thor's hammer.
No. One, you're not my boss. Two, I'm not leaving you behind, Will. Now cover your eyes.
That worked.
Apparently you've done that before.
No. No, first time, actually. Didn't think it was gonna work. I'm Mercurian. Saving lives is what I do.
Stop right there!
Operation Overdrive! Ha! Mercury Ranger!
Let's take them down! Power Rangers! Destroy them! Charge! Ha!
This is really weird. They needed a fight like this back at the beginning when they were first introducing the show, because I think this is the first time we've really had a big emphasis on these weapons. Oh, that's new.
Nothing will stop me in my quest for the missing jewels and total power. Drive Max swords. Activate. You're no match for my lizards. Not with the added power of the hammer.
Oh, now that's just not fair. What about Tizon?
Good. Now finish the job. Excellent.
Thank you. Anyone need some power?
Oh, are we just accelerating things now, or making it a little too much?
The pleasure's all mine.
Full power. So that means that inside those Zords, those Rangers are also pretty huge, right?
Flashpoint Megazord, activate.
Is he going to make the Megazord bigger too? It does not look like he pushes a button. Just puts his finger over it, doesn't it?
I'm coming, guys. Going up. Going down.
Oh! They actually remembered. That's gross. It looks like he got injured, but I don't think he got injured.
No. It's gotta be tough being an alien trying to fit in. If I was on your planet, I may have tried taking your style.
Really?
No, not really.
No, no.
Just trying to make you feel better.
Well, it looks like you two work things out.
And just in time. I may have lost my shadow, but it feels good to know he's got my back.
So you don't mind that I didn't do what you would do?
Not when it includes saving our lives.
Are you still here?
Oh, I thought he had left.
Live here now. The chillers you gave me failed. Now get out, you worthless lint bag.
Fine. I didn't like it here anyway.
I do like his boxers. That's hilarious. And the fact that it's bothering him so much is funny.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Ask your opinion, the pink or the yellow?
I can't decide because you'd look amazing in both.
Good answer.
Wow.
Tizer.
It's myself.
Oh.
Pretty chill there, Ty.
Do
just who I am.
Girls always just carry their own little cards?
Tips, just let me know.
Ooh, smooth man.
I like his jacket. Uh-oh, I don't think so.
Why, you worthless scab on life? You useless, smelly, witless hairball! How dare you think that I have missed you? I miss the fact I can't banish you to the farthest reaches of the North Pole!
We've got Thor's hammer.
Ooh.
And the cannon of Tiamuk. I'll get the lights.
What's that gonna do? Oh, are they there to see this? Nope. Huh. All right, that was okay. I guess. Why didn't Will call? He said he was going to call for help, and instead of calling, he just ran into the fight. But anyway, yeah, that was not bad, I guess. We'll call this middle. Kind of in the middle there. All right, so next time we'll be watching the next episode, which is entitled It's Hammer Time. Bet you can't guess what the focus will be on that. Until then, it is not MC Hammer. But until then, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. And until next time, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.